This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The New York Times is reporting that Russian troops have seized the city of Kherson in southern Ukraine. The Times cited Kherson Mayor Igor Kolikiev has said the Ukrainian army had retreated and the city is now surrounded by Russian troops. Kherson is a strategic city located on an inlet from the Black Sea and with a population of nearly 300,000 people. The mayor also told reporters that about 10 armed Russian officers, including the Russian commander, had entered City Hall. But the Washington Post reported that the situation is still fluid. In a Facebook post, the mayor denied there were negotiations with the so-called armed visitors, but he laid out in his Facebook post a list of 6 requirements for citizens of Kherson, including a nightly curfew and a ban on pedestrians walking in groups of more than 2. Drivers were asked to travel at minimum speeds inside the city and to be ready to stop and have their cars searched. A Ukrainian Armed Forces spokesman told the Washington Post the battle continues. Meanwhile, explosions struck the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, and Russian troops continue to lay siege to Kharkiv in the east on Wednesday. The bombing in Kharkiv destroyed a building housing the police department in the city center, further reducing it to an area of ruined buildings and debris. And Reuters is reporting that pro-Russian forces may launch targeted strikes on the Ukrainian city of Mariupol unless Ukrainian forces there surrender. The threat was reported by the Interfax news agency Thursday, quoting Donetsk separatist commander Eduard Basurin. Russia and its allied separatist forces say they have encircled the city of 430,000 citizens located on the Azov Sea coast. Meanwhile, the White House announced new sanctions Wednesday on Russia and Belarus over the invasion of Ukraine. The new sanctions will target entities associated with Russian and Belarusian militaries that make combat aircraft, infantry fighting vehicles, electronic warfare systems, missiles, and unmanned aerial vehicles for Russia's military. This is VOA News. The United States said Wednesday that Russia is engaged in a full assault on media freedom and the truth after Moscow's media regulator blocked multiple media outlets and threatened to block access to VOA's Russia News Network. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said Russia's efforts to mislead and suppress the truth of the country's invasion of Ukraine are intensifying, and that the Russian people deserve to know the truth about what is happening. The international community and media watchdogs have condemned Russia's media regulator to censor or restrict independent reporting on the war in Ukraine. The special U.S. Congressional Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol says former President Donald Trump may have engaged in criminal conduct in his bid to overturn his defeat in the 2020 presidential election. In legal papers filed in a federal court in Los Angeles Wednesday, the committee wrote that it had collected enough evidence and information to conclude the former president and his allies engaged in a criminal conspiracy to defraud the United States. The document was filed as part of a civil lawsuit brought by the House Committee against John Eastman, a lawyer who advised Trump on a plan to invalidate election results in several key states that gave the victory to Democrat Joe Biden. Eastman is trying to withhold documents from the committee. In a related matter, a member of the far-right extremist group, the Oath Keepers, has become the first person to admit to sedition in the January 6 attack aimed at keeping Biden from taking office. 34-year-old Joshua James pleaded guilty Wednesday in a federal court in Washington to helping to lead a group that prosecutors say sent 2 tactically equipped teams into the Capitol and organized a cache of weapons in a hotel just outside the city. He also pleaded guilty to 1 count of obstructing an official proceeding. Both charges carry a maximum 20-year prison sentence. As part of his agreement to plead guilty, James agreed to cooperate with federal investigators, including testifying in front of a grand jury. Also on Wednesday, a federal jury heard attorneys' opening statements for the first trial stemming from the January 6 riot. Guy Wesley Reffitt is charged with bringing a gun onto Capitol grounds and interfering with police officers who were guarding the building that day. More than 750 people have been charged with federal crimes related to the riot following then-President Trump's Stop the Steal rally. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.